Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce Ed, who is the Director of Bristol Braille Technology. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Jo. Thanks for having us on.
You're welcome. So you're here to talk about Bristol Braille Technology and how people can get involved. So do you want to tell us a little bit about Bristol Braille first?
Sure. We're developing the Canute. So we're a not-for-profit community interest company. It's a social enterprise. And we, along with a community group called the Braillists, who I'll come back to later, are developing a Braille e-reader called the Canute, which will be the world's first multi-line affordable digital Braille device. So that's a nine-line display with 360 cells of Braille on it. And we're aiming to sell that for around about the same price as a Perkins Brailler, which is somewhere in the region of £500 to £600 at the moment, which is somewhere in the region of, is that 20 times cheaper at least per character than any existing Braille, digital Braille on the market.
Wow, that's quite impressive. So how did you first sort of go about this? How did you get interested in developing a Braille display?
Well, I've been doing experiments into this for 8 years now. I'm sighted myself. I don't have a direct connection to anyone that reads Braille, or I didn't when I started, rather. I just found Braille itself as a medium fascinating. And I found the absence of realistic digital formats for Braille very curious and quite a challenge. So I thought there must be some ways of making something that didn't have to cost several thousand pounds for a single line of Braille. And that took a few years of development before we came up with an idea in the Canute, which had a lot of legs, and that's what we've been working on since 2012. And throughout those 8 years, we've built up quite a backing of support, and we've learned from all sorts of people within various communities around the country and abroad who read Braille, the significance of this. And at some point, this is in late 2012, we decided we wanted to not just make something which was a single line display and very cheap. We wanted to make something which was genuinely a facsimile of embossed paper Braille, which could bring the advantages you get from paper Braille, that is, a proper understanding of the formatting of pages and so on, and being able to get across multi-line things like music notation and formulas. And so we decided to go hell for leather for a multi-line Braille technology, which no one has ever successfully done before. I think once someone made one which cost $50,000 or something, but we've been developing it since 2012. We've received limited grant funding, but we've managed to get through as a result of the kind of backing that we've had from both the engineering community and, most importantly, the blind community, who have come together in a group called the Braillists to support us and to help guide the product.
So do you want to tell us about the Bristol Braillists then? That brings us nicely onto that.
Yeah, well, it started out as a group in Bristol called the Bristol Braillists. It's now not only national but international. So it's just the Braillists now, and it's in the process of forming as a charity, but it is first and foremost a community of people, blind and sighted, mostly blind, but people who either read Braille or enthusiasts or are professionals who transcribe or work with Braille, who want to help promote and want Braille and want to see the format used more widely. So it's not about advocating, lobbying and demanding more. It's about working with companies like Bristol Braille to help come up with proactive ways that we can improve access to Braille for people. So it was formed as a testing group of just 12 people initially in Bristol to help test the Canute. This was early in 2014, but very quickly we realized that the group of people had a lot more in common than just a vague interest in testing this one product. So it's now completely independent of the Canute project, and we have groups that meet in Bristol, in Reading. We've got one meeting in Worcester for the first time, very shortly, and we also meet in Dublin occasionally. We have members as far afield as Canada, Australia, and Spain.
So how can people get involved, Ed? I know you have a mailing list because VI Talk are signed up to the updates from Bristol Braillists. How can people get involved if they want to?
Well, the way that we build the Canute is we work in a community workshop called the Hackspace, the Bristol Hackspace. This is the kind of core engineering team. And we develop the technology and try and iron out the errors and build various prototypes. We're on prototype 11 at the moment. We're building 3 of them to go into test in schools. But we don't try and work out the best direction for the kind of the user end side of things, what the software should be on it, who it should be targeted at, what the buttons need to be. That's worked out by the Braillists primarily. We take the technology to the Braillists. Often people will take it home, and then they'll come back with their suggestions about what it needs to do, what its specification needs to do, whether it's more important to be a bit more accurate or a bit faster. So we're really interested in anyone who wants to take a proactive role in helping that. And if you're not in any of the areas I mentioned, then we also have an online forum and, like you said, a newsletter. Anyone who's interested in taking up any kind of proactive role, that could just be answering some questions about which direction you think it should go in. You can sign up. It's at the braillists.org. So it's just braillists.org, and then there's links for the newsletter and the forum on there. But also you can just go on the Bristol Braille website, bristolbraille.co.uk. And we've got our own links there, so you can chat to us directly. It's a bit confusing, but there are the two separate organisations, but we work very closely together.
Hi there, Ed. It's Tracy. we're happy to share those links following this interview with the people that are listening to this podcast as well. So hopefully that'll direct people directly to you. Just a couple of questions from me. How soon do you hope that the Canute will be out there available for people?
We've had prototype Canutes out for people to test over the last 2 years. We've occasionally put them out into the field and people have been testing them. We've got a unit at the moment in New College, Worcester. The school is testing that at the moment. We're building 3 more, which are going to be tested in Child Vision School in Ireland. Again, another one in New College, and also by the community. So if you are interested in taking part of that, now will be the moment to sign up. In terms of like a wider release, we'll be going to market hopefully within the year, so late 2017. And we've made commitments that people who will help us, who put something into the Canute, will be at the front of the queue when it comes to be able to put down an order for that. So if anyone wants to kind of get their place on that, then the best way to do that would be to come join the Braillists, and we'll let you know about that. But yes, basically we're looking at a first release sometime late next year.
Ed, how big is the Canute? What sort of size is it?
Well, because it's got 360 cells of Braille, that's 40 characters per line by 9 lines. It's quite a substantial size machine. This isn't something you'd carry in one hand. The prototypes at the moment are substantial. They are about 14 by 14 inches and about 2.5 inches thick. That's prototyping. That's because we're not inclined to reduce the size until we can also be sure that that's not going to harm the mechanism. The final size we're looking at is about the size of a large 14-inch laptop, if you can picture that kind of thing, and maybe about 2 inches thick.
Okay, so definitely
the kind of thing that you'd... Sorry?
Go on. I was going to say definitely something that you could put sort of in a rucksack or a backpack for taking to work or whatever, or or taking on holiday with you or something like that.
Exactly. It's luggable. You wouldn't necessarily just kind of pop it out whilst you're in a taxi, but you might
no.
you'll definitely put it in your bag and take it to work or back again.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant.
So Ed, for the time that you've been working on this, have you yourself learnt Braille, or do you read Braille now?
I can read, I can sight read grade one. Right. I can sight read, I can touch read grade one incredibly slowly and inaccurately. So I stick to sight reading where I can. We did rather amusingly the last two Braille displays we've made, or Braille e-readers as we prefer to call them, the Canute Mark 9 and the Mark 10 are actually almost impossible to sight read off them. So you you do need to learn to touch read to get a really good feel for them. We've addressed that since. I can't read grade two yet. I am trying to learn. I've got a couple of reference books that I'm meaning to work through.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. I love Braille. So I actually had a look at the Canute at Sight Village, and it is really quite impressive. The quality of Braille is really good, I have to say. So if that can be, you know, made into a size that, like you say, is luggable, then I think it's going to be really good for the Braille community.
I'm glad you liked it. It's a very the Braille type is very solid, isn't it? It's not like conventional Braille displays, which is very soft Braille, which some people like because it's very light on the finger, but it is a bit more difficult to learn. The Canute has Braille, which is, well, we've had that you can say, but we've had it said before that it's like signage Braille. It's the kind of thing you'd have embossed on a bottle or something like that.
Yeah, it is. I think that's a good description, actually. So, well, thank you for telling us all about it, Ed, and hopefully lots of people will get involved and come to some of the meetings, and I look forward to seeing it when it's ready for people to purchase. I think it's really exciting.
Well, I look forward to be able to do a demo to you when we've got a unit ready.
Yeah, do keep us updated on any progress.
Of course.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.